There are three routes for my brain to get words from myself to someone else. I can use my voice, write my thoughts by hand, or type with the tapping of fingers. Recalling every last word from my brain from over the past 16, nearly 17 years has grown to be a nuisance. There are words buzzing about like worker bees, droning and drifting as if waiting for the next command, waiting for the queen bee's beck and call. They bump into one another, muttering hushed apologies before they hurry along. From there, the lucky few tear down through my being and grab me by the throat. At times, they jostle me awake, and I cannot help but whisper them to myself, a feeble attempt to catalog and to remember. More often than not, they die on my tongue, dammed up by vocal cords and faltering folds because I lack the coordination to stitch together the pieces the way I want them at moment's notice. I am not a talker. When that doesn't work, they line up at attention, soldiers marching and surveying the land before settling on the front lines, manifesting in fists and coming out in jagged italics on crumpled notebook papers. They come out effortlessly, pouring out too fast. And much like ink, they bleed and spread until it's all one messy mass, a splattering, marring white bed sheets or staining calloused fingers. I am not a writer. More often than not, they zip down interstates, resting momentarily at my fingertips. It's a liminal space between here and there, dancing a fine line between existence and oblivion. I type faster than I write, but it feels less permanent and far more fluid, a process that comes as easy as switching lanes. They tap along, sailing across smooth roads and backtracking every now and then if they miss their turn. Typing comes easiest. Despite my methods, there's something that still lacks. I never know what, and it feels as if I'm doomed to remain unsatisfied, to ponder over each piece again and again until I've scrutinized it to death, beaten it with a stick, and bludgeoned it black. There is ink everywhere. There are words choking me, my fingers cannot stop moving, and I cannot stop writing. Despite how everything is colliding in my head, smashing into each other in brilliant flashes, and everything is on pause, but also fast-forwarding. Perhaps it's why I still can't say exactly what I want to you.